Well, welcome everyone to another episode of WA This Week. Look, first up, I want to talk about a very serious topic. Late last week, during hearing of a former staffer who worked in Deputy Premier Roger Cook's office, has an unfair dismissal case against the government for losing her position in that office. That staff member raised the allegation that the minister's office, Minister Cook's office, was fast-tracking G2G passes for Labor Party donors. That is, that Labor Party donors who hadn't had their G2G passes approved by the police, they were coming to the minister's office and getting preferential treatment in being referred back to the police. You know, that's a really serious matter. All parliamentary officers had the capacity to refer disputed G2G passes, but if that was being done on a basis purely that those people had donated money to the Labor Party, then that would be an allegation of corruption and a misuse of that office. And that's a very serious matter. It's so serious that the Leader of the Opposition, Mia Davies, and myself have referred that matter to the head of the CCC for them to investigate. The CCC conducts its affairs privately, and we don't know whether they're going to go ahead with that investigation, but that is absolutely crucial. You know, one of the things I will say, many of us observed during the, particularly the early stages of the pandemic, when there were very strict shutdowns, was that certain people in the community seem to be travelling at will interstate and even overseas. Whilst, and you'd remember, I did raise this in previous podcasts, there were literally children who were prevented from coming to see dying parents, people prevented from going to funerals for loved ones. Really horrendously heartbreaking stories of families separated between states and people not being allowed to travel. So, look, I really hope that isn't true, but if that is true, that is a really serious matter, and clearly that would go absolutely to the integrity of this Labor government or the lack of integrity of this Labor government. So we'll wait and see where the CCC goes with this. I'm optimistic that they will carry out the investigation. Let's wait and see what the results of that are, and obviously we'll discuss that on this podcast. You'd all know that you're facing the most tremendous increases in cost. I mean, really significant increases in interest rates. I mean, the banks have been pretty slow to reduce interest rates when the formal cost of money through government was going down. But when the Reserve Bank increased those interest rates, the banks passed those on very, very quickly. And many people, and I will say particularly young people, have really substantial mortgages. You know, I think the median house price in Perth is over $600,000. You know, these are very substantial amounts of money. I mean, a 1% increase in the interest rate is a $6,000 a year increase in the mortgage payment, and that's after tax. But of course, households are seeing fees and charge, or at least costs, increase everywhere. We saw yesterday one of the major supermarket chains has put milk up 50 cents a litre. But of course, all of the basic staples in households have gone up quite significantly. And, you know, that's really impacting on households and households' budgets. But on top of that, a state government that's got a $5.7 billion surplus this year has increased fees and charges on households for all of their costs, whether it's your driver's licence, whether it's your car licence, whether it's your power charges, your water charges. All of those costs have gone up because the state government has, as of the 1st of July, have applied a 2.5% or greater increase. Now, you know, the state government didn't have to do that. One, as I pointed out in the last podcast, those utilities, the power utilities, are all making, in fact, aggregated to make a significant cash positive profit. They play a game with what they call implied taxes and rates, but they don't pay those. And of course, Water Corp, even with those those rates is they're making around over $1 billion cash profit. You know, they don't need to increase those fees and charges on those utilities. It's really a tax hike on families. And they could ease the financial burden on households tomorrow by saying, you know what, things are getting quite serious for houses. People are making that choice. Families are making, you know, really awful choices. You know, the decision between car insurance and your mortgage, you know, some people might think, well, that's a bit of a risk you take, but families are making the decision, do I buy the kids a new school uniform, new school shoes? There are parents and there are households where parents are saying, we'll go without food because we have to prioritise money to pay the mortgage and to pay utility bills and the like. You know, these are really awful decisions, especially for people who are on lower fixed incomes. And the state government tomorrow could give all of the families relief on those increased fees and charges for the next year. And we think they should do that. We think they should reverse the increases that they've made in the utility fees and charges for this financial year and give you some relief. You know, we expect that things will turn around. We expect that inflation will probably come down. But in the meanwhile, families desperately need help now, and the state government could give that to them right away. I'm calling on them, and the Alliance is calling on them to, in fact, reverse those increases in fees and charges. That's something they should do right now to help those households that are struggling right across Western Australia. Look, I had a, you know, politics sometimes, you're out there busy doing things that, you know, can sort of drain you a bit and so on, but boy, I was invigorated this week to go up to the Gascoyne region and to introduce our new candidate for the Northwest Central by-election, Will Baston. He's just a fantastic young man, 36. He's a local. He in fact lives on a station just out of Carnarvon with his parents, and actually, you know, they run the station together. He's got a professional background in planning, and he worked as a planner in metropolitan Perth and in other areas, also in the Gascoyne. So really understands all of those issues around how government works, how planning works, how local government works. But more importantly, he's really connected into that the local community there in the Gascoyne, really understands the issues. And, you know, in Perth, we get sheltered from issues, a lot of the serious issues in the regional areas. But something I've talked about before is just the horrendous level of crime. Once you go north of Geraldton in this state, we're reaching the point when many regional centres are almost lawless. It's youth crime, and it's heartbreaking at a couple of levels. The impact of crime on people, I got to talk to people in Carnarvon whilst I was there, and Will and myself and a colleague, Neil Thompson, from the Upper House, went around. We were chatting to folk and really awful stories. I mean, people waking up in their beds literally with youths in their bedrooms, rifling through their goods. There's just constant violence and fighting in the streets, in the shopping centres. Whilst we were there for that, or whilst I was there for that day, you know, there were major violent incidents in the shopping centre. And that's true for many of the centres across that region. And, you know, Will is absolutely determined to bring that to the attention of government and make them do something about that. And there are other serious issues in the Gascoyne area. Do you know, if you're outside of metropolitan Perth, if you want to have a baby, you've got to come to Perth. Now, there are some midwifery services in Geraldton, and that's 500 kilometres from Carnarvon, even further from the other major regional centres in the Gascoyne, Tom Price and Exmouth and Newman. Sorry, Newman is actually slightly on the outside that that electorate, but nevertheless, they have the same issue. So what happens is, mums who are expecting a child, their doctors tell them, you need to go to Perth and you need to do that 6 weeks before the baby's due to be born. And that's because sometimes there can be complications towards the end of a pregnancy. So the mums are having to give up their work leave their families, go to Perth for 6 weeks, you know, and all of the cost associated with that, all the accommodation and the travel. But of course, their partners, if their partners want to see the birth of the child, they're going down 2 weeks before, and that means bringing the rest of the family down or having to make some other arrangement for the children to be looked after if they have other children. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, Carnarvon's a big town. It's got around 5,000 people. Exmouth, you know, thousands of people. And yet in those centres, you can't have a baby in the town because there are no midwifery services. And then you have your kids and the mums want to go back to work. Completely inadequate childcare services in those communities. And insufficient work being done. In fact, not nearly enough work being done to get workers there. And of course, in all of those regional centres, when they try and get workers in, if you try and get extra midwives in, extra hospital staff in, there's nowhere for them to stay. The accommodation crisis in the bush is just dramatically worse than it is in metropolitan Perth, where it is a crisis as well. So, you know, the government have been absolutely asleep at the wheel. They've ignored the regions. And of course, we know they hold the regions in complete disdain because they proved this absolutely with the electoral law changes that they made earlier this year. And that is to remove regional representation from the upper house, to make the state just one large upper house electorate. And we all know that what that means. That means that at the moment, whereas the regional areas get to appoint 18 people into the upper house, so they're direct, they have to be elected in those regional areas. Now, metropolitan Perth is going to dominate that process, and it's going to make the house the upper house completely Perth-centric. You know, Will is going to be a powerful voice for those communities because he lives there, he was born there, raised there, and is someone who just understands all of those issues and is a really articulate and fine young man. So really looking forward to that campaign going forward, and you know, we'll see what comes at the end of the election, but certainly Will Baston would be an outstanding representative for that region and an outstanding Member of Parliament. Thanks very much for listening this week, as always. Glad that you take the time to listen. As always, you can listen on a podcast on iTunes, Spotify or Stitcher. You can also search the video and share it on LinkedIn or YouTube. Just look up Dr. David Honey. And you'll get that video. Look, please share it, get the stories around. And as always, please give us your feedback. Just love the feedback. It's really important for us and really grateful for those people that take the time to do that and also take the time to share this with your friends and colleagues and get the message out. Thank you very much.